Radio Napier News.
Good afternoon, I'm Rebecca Barrett and here are your headlines. All victims of Friday's attacks in Paris have now been identified following this morning's siege in which 7 suspects were arrested and 2 were killed. There may be more city centre disruption as plans to extend the tram lines into Leith are debated. And coal-fired power stations are to be shut down by 2025. But firstly, SNP Deputy Leader Stuart Hosey has backed the police shoot-to-kill policy in the event of a terrorist attack. It follows the raid which took place early this morning in the Parisian suburb of Saint-Denis. During the raid, a woman detonated a suicide belt, killing herself. Another suspect was hit by bullets and a grenade. So far, 7 people have been arrested, although their identities remain unclear. Explosions and heavy gunfire were heard at around 4 a.m. as police targeted suspects within an apartment building. A resident of the apartment block spoke of the terror she experienced.
It was awful. I heard the explosions, dozens of gunshots. My ceiling began to collapse. There was dust everywhere. My baby was gripping onto me when he heard the guns go off. It was never ending.
One of the suspects is believed to be the alleged mastermind behind Friday's attacks, Abdelhamid Abiyoud, a Belgian national. The raid may be over for now, but the area's residents are being advised to stay at home. 5 police officers were injured during the course of the siege and a police dog killed. In other news, all 129 victims of Friday's attacks have now been identified. There were years of disruption caused by the construction of the Edinburgh tram lines, which went over time and over budget. Cal MacDonald has the latest news over a possible extension.
Edinburgh Council is set to approve an extension of the tram line to Leith and New Haven. Tomorrow's full council had been due to give the go-ahead for the first round of spending on the £162 million project, but the city's Labour SNP coalition was split. Labour wants to complete the extension, yet SNP argue the financial case is not strong enough and might damage business along the construction. A Haymarket shop owner had this to say.
Because I know a few people who run businesses or used to run businesses around the Haymarket area especially, where there was no traffic going through, not even pedestrians, and a lot of them don't even exist anymore, unfortunately.
Under the proposals, the initial works would be funded by a £25 million dividend of cash requested from Lothian Buses. Further finance would be from public transport revenues and tram profits, potentially leading to higher fares on both trams and buses. Any further decisions about the project have been deferred until mid-December. Callum MacDonald for Radio Napier.
The UK's remaining coal-fired power stations will be shut down by 2025. The government says gas, nuclear and renewables will be central to the UK's energy supply. The plans for the change will be consulted early next year. Energy Secretary Amber Rudd insists the UK will have cleaner energy as a result.
The future isn't just gas, it's also nuclear, it's also renewables. We're going to have the right mix to deliver clean energy as well as affordable energy. But this move is the first significant step in moving to be absolutely sure about secure energy.
Ms Rudd also said that it is up to the government to tackle this issue.
It's the job of government to deliver secure, clean, affordable power. And moving on power stations is about delivering on security.
Scotland's food banks are busier than ever. New figures released today show that over 60,000 referrals to the service were issued in the second half of last year. Angus Duncan has more.
Almost 3,000 people are referred to a food bank every day, and that number is only set to rise. Food bank charity The Trussell Trust says changes to benefits and the increasing use of sanctions against claimants has led to more people being sent to them for help, from professionals such as doctors and social workers. Spokesperson Lucy Keane says they are getting ready for a busy winter.
What we're seeing is we're seeing an increase in people coming of about 17% across Scotland. And what we find is that benefit delays and low income, especially in this 6 month period compared to last year, are particularly high this year. Our food banks are geared up for it to be very busy indeed. So it's the busiest it's ever been in Scotland.
On the streets of Edinburgh, people felt that this shouldn't be a problem.
It is concerning. There's a bigger picture to be looked at in terms of people's ability to survive, in terms of income and benefits as such. So there should be more involvement in why this is happening.
It's really sad, actually, that they can't afford their own food, to struggle for a daily necessity.
The Trussell Trust added that thanks to generous donations, they were able to give far more than the minimum 3 days' worth of food. Angus Duncan, Radio Napier.
And now, news from around the world with our international correspondent, Cassie Burkey.
At At least 30 people have been killed in a suicide attack at a vegetable market in Nigeria. The blast happened at a market in the northeastern city of Yola on Tuesday night. There is no immediate claim of responsibility. However, Yola has been attacked in the past by armed group Boko Haram. 4 people have been killed and 2 others are feared to be trapped as bushfires in Western Australia burn out of control. The victims, 3 German backpackers and a local farmer. Hundreds of firefighters struggled to put out the flames near the town of Esperance, which were reportedly sparked by lightning at the weekend. Strong winds up to 56 miles per hour have hindered their efforts. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull expressed his support for the firefighters.
Our great admiration is with the firefighters. The SES of Western Australia as they battle against the fires. Summer can be a very challenging and dangerous time in Australia, as we know. And this is a very tragic event. 4 lives lost in this fire in Esperance.
U.S. President Barack Obama has taken a stand in the South China Sea dispute at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in Manila. President Obama has pledged additional ships to the Philippines to aid in defending its claims to the South China Sea.
Today I can announce that we intend to transfer 2 additional ships to the Philippine Navy, a research vessel to help map its territorial waters, and another U.S. Coast Guard cutter to bolster the Navy's ability to conduct long-endurance patrols.
China has been accused of reclaiming land in the disputed waters, building submerged reefs into islands since late 2013. Cassie Berkey, Radio Napier.
A roundup of the headlines so far. The latest from Paris is all 129 victims of the attacks on Friday night have been identified. The UK's coal-fired power stations are expected to be shut down by 2025. And in Edinburgh, plans to extend the tram lines into Leith are proposed. And now we go to Finlay Matheson with the sport.
Thanks, Rebecca. Football took a back seat at Wembley Stadium last night as England hosted the French national team in their first game since Friday's attacks in Paris. Scott Thompson has this report.
England and France came together to remember the victims of the Paris attacks on a sombre night in London last night. The 2 old sporting adversaries put their traditional rivalries aside as Wembley Stadium became a symbol of solidarity as both sets of fans and players joined together for a poignant rendition of the French national anthem, La Marseillaise. Wembley's arch was lit up in the blue, white and red of the French flag, while one side of the stadium held up coloured cards to form a tricolour mosaic during an impeccably observed minute's silence, before the players mixed in together for a pre-match team photograph. England triumphed 2-0 on an emotional night when the result held no importance, with Wayne Rooney's second-half strike adding to full debutant Dele Alli's 25-yard first-half effort. Scott Thompson reporting for Radio Napier.
Tributes have been flooding in for Jonah Lomu today, who died at the age of 40 last night. The former All Black and Rugby Hall of Famer is considered one of New Zealand's greatest ever players. He was suffering from a rare kidney condition which forced him to quit the game in 2007. Former Scotland international Gavin Hastings played against Lomu and told this programme he was a giant of a man.
I speak on behalf of all rugby followers that, Jonah was just the most magnificent player and... I was lucky enough to know him pretty well, and he was a real gentleman off the field, and probably the best rugby player and the most famous rugby player that there's ever been.
In Scottish football, Hibernian made it 13 wins out of 14 last night with a 2-1 win over Livingston in the Championship. That's all your sport. Back to you, Rebecca.
Thanks, Finlay. And finally, Christmas cheer is coming to Edinburgh this Sunday with the annual switching on of the city's lights. Britain's Got Talent star Susan Boyle will do the honours in front of the city's festive revellers. Over 1,000 performers from music and dance societies from around Edinburgh will join her. The Christmas market and amusements will also be open to the public, so be sure to get yourself a festive helping of glühwein and strudel. That's all your news for now. I've been Rebecca Barrett. For more updates, head to our website en4news.com.
This is Radio Napier.